Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The torch is being passed at Boston 2024, the group trying to bring the Summer Olympics to Boston. Chairman John Fish is stepping down. In his place comes Steve Pagliuca, the co-owner of the Boston Celtics and an executive at Bain Capital. To help us understand how this might help the struggling Olympic bid in Boston, we're joined in the studio this morning by WBUR's Kurt Nikisch. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Bob.
So why this change and now?
Well, I think there has been some impatience on the part of the U.S. Olympic Committee, which chose Boston over San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles to partner to host the Olympics in 2024. At least that's the goal. And there may be a lot of work and progress that's happening behind the scenes and with partners around Boston, but at least publicly, it seems like the effort has had a hard time gaining momentum. And so the Boston Globe first reported that the USOC called to replace Fish with Pagliuca a few weeks ago, and now this move has come into effect.
So, Kurt, what do you think Boston 2024, the group organizing the Boston bid, is trying to or hoping to accomplish with this move?
They want to get a revised version of the Olympic plan out to the public next month. This would be a revision of what was unveiled earlier this year to kind of lukewarm reception in Boston. They say they've chosen Pagliuca because he's got sports management expertise and finance expertise, things that are important in putting something like this together. And they're also adding some other people, like Northeastern University's athletics director, Peter Roby. He's joining the board as vice chair. You have Jack Connors, a prominent businessman, and Larry Lucchino, the Red Sox CEO, joining the bid as senior advisors. I mean, they're kind of trying to go from zero to 60 to put a very complex event together and plan for an event together. And so they're trying to get momentum and get the right people on board to do that.
What about public perception of this? There's been a lot of skepticism about the Olympic bid in the public. We know that. Do you think this leadership change is going to matter to the public at large?
Not that much. I mean, essentially, you're taking somebody who was already on the board as a vice chair and making him chair. That's Pagliuca. You're taking somebody who was chair, John Fish, and making him vice chair. He stays on with the bid. So you have two people with, you know, a lot of expertise who are still part of the bid. And it doesn't seem like it may be that much of a difference, especially because our WBOR polls have shown that John Fish is just not even that well known in Boston. So for the public, I don't think it matters other than it signifies a change in leadership, a change. One group I talked to, the opposition group, No Boston Olympics, I spoke with co-chair Chris Dempsey. He says, you know, this change doesn't change the fundamentals.
Boston 2024 doesn't have a leadership problem. It has a product problem. This bid still requires the public to guarantee any cost overruns.
But of course, why you change the leadership is often to change the process and the product, and we'll see what happens.
What about the U.S. Olympic Committee? What difference will this change make to the USOC, Kurt?
They want a leadership that they can work with to put a winning bid together, because in September, this bid gets submitted, and a lot of people around the world feel like Boston is a front runner, at least in a tight rivalry with Paris, who's also running. And so they want to put something together and get going and take advantage of an opportunity to host the Olympics that they think they have. It's interesting because the U.S. Olympic Committee is partially to blame for the lack of momentum for Boston 2024, because they had told American bid cities to keep their bids quiet so that they could do it cheaper and kind of work on their plans without a lot of public outreach and community expenses. And when Boston was chosen, it surprised a lot of people here, because people felt like there were people trying to sneak an agenda past them, when really it was the U.S. Olympic Committee telling Boston 2024 not to talk too much about it while they were working on their plans.
And so here we are with a change at the top. Steve Pagliuca comes in to run Boston 2024, a group that has public perception problems, and Pagliuca is actually out of town and mostly unavailable for comment. It's a little on the weird side.
Yeah, Boston 2024 told us that he's traveling this morning.
WBUR's Kurt Nikisch is following Boston's Olympic bid for us. Kurt, thanks for coming in this morning.
Sure thing, Bob.